to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If Romney is seen as a deal maker, not a businessman, a financier and a capitalist, not an entrepreneur, someone who helps the rich and doesn't help the middle class, he's going to get killed.
That's political commentator Dick Morris, who says if Mitt Romney doesn't start answering questions about his finances and his time at Bain Capital, he'll be done. Presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen, starting off with host Bill McEwen. He has political analyst Felina Sutton on his program to talk about Mitt Romney's tax records that he doesn't seem to want to release.
Why in the world, in this day and age, where, you know, people running for office, they have to share these things, the public expects it, why has he only released his 2010? I know the 2011, his taxes are complicated. You know, most everybody else had to get it in by April 15th. Clearly he filed for an extension or whatever.
Oh, but those aren't the years we're interested in. Not at all.
Well, I'm just saying he says he will release his 2011. So what about years, let's say, 2002 through 2009?
That's kind of like the 18 minutes of missing tape from the Nixon administration. Nobody can seem to find them for a very good reason. And here's the reason. Mr. Romney says that he was the head of Bain Capital through 1999, and he hangs on that date very precisely because any of the outsourcing that happened in 2000 and those years after, he had absolutely nothing to do with it. Completely hands off. He was working for the Olympics.
But he filed these documents with the Securities and Exchange Commission that he was with Bain Capital.
He's listed as president, chairman, and CEO of Bain Capital in all of those years. So people are just trying to ask him to clarify at this point.
Well, he has clarified. He says, absolutely, 1999, that was it. He went to work for the Olympics, and he saved the Olympics.
Okay. And
no one can take that away from Mitt Romney. He did a great job running the Olympics.
Not trying to, but the RNC, their official lockstep statement here, is that he didn't get around to transferring the ownership to these new owners. So where are these new owners?
Who are these people?
Were they not upset that this man is getting listed as president and chairman and CEO and getting all the credit?
Well, what I wonder about is Mitt not real good at paperwork?
No, dear. Well,
he pays people to do that for him. I'm told he signed this under perjury.
He did.
Penalty of perjury.
He did, and there are some folks who think that this could really be a legal issue for him.
His tax returns will probably show a lot of money coming from Bain Capital. Even now he gets a lot of money from Bain Capital.
But to which I say, duh. Okay, Mitt, we know you're rich. We know you have more money than I'll ever see in a lifetime, so you really can't surprise me with that. So go ahead, just get this out in the open and let us discuss it.
Okay, Mitt Romney, the theory is, you know, he's very calculating. He takes his time to make decisions.
Yeah.
He doesn't rush to judgment on anything. He's had a long time to think about this because...
Since his time as governor, he should have been thinking about this.
And he ran for president in 2008 as well, so not a surprise. So
he's not a dumb man.
So it looks like he's just not going to release him, right? I mean, he's weighed everything, and he said, okay, I'll take the hits. But whatever hit I might take by releasing them will be far bigger than if I keep it quiet.
Okay. There's a Gallup poll that takes a look at what people are thinking in relation to Mitt Romney. And I was kind of surprised that it didn't tip the other way. But it says that 1 in 5 registered voters, most of them are Democrats, don't like his wealth. I thought that would be so much higher, especially in today's economy.
This is America. No, people do not begrudge someone else's success if it's been come by, you know, honestly. There's a lot to applaud about Mitt Romney. I mean, he was born wealthy, but he was not born super rich.
He's been given so many blessings, but normally when I look at a poll that says 1 in 5 registered voters are worried, I would just brush it off. But this is going to be a very tight race. We're going to be looking at hanging chads again, coming down to the wire. He's going to have to worry about that 1 in 5 registered voter.
More from the campaign trail, more on the election on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Presidential race was the subject of the Daily Show. Jon Stewart talks about the inconsistencies in what Mitt Romney says about his time at Bain Capital and what the SEC filings from Bain say.
Mitt Romney's whole campaign is based on the idea that he's run a business, so he knows how to create jobs. One problem.
When Mitt Romney was CEO of Bain Capital in the 90s, Bain invested in a series of companies, including call centers and manufacturers, that expanded overseas, sometimes at the expense of American workers.
He never said he knew where he was going to create those jobs. That doesn't look good for Mitt Romney. Luckily, he's got a bit of an excuse.
Romney says he took a leave of absence from Bain Capital in February of 1999 to run the Salt Lake Olympics, which means he never had control of the companies doing the outsourcing.
One small problem with Romney's explanation. Between 1999 and 2002, Bain's SEC filings stated that Romney was the chief executive officer, president, managing director of the firm, and paid Romney at least $100,000 a year. Mitt?
The documents show that there's a difference between ownership, which is that I own shares in Bain, but I did not manage Bain. When you leave an enterprise and you have other people who are managing the enterprise, who take responsibility for all the investment decisions, who decide who's going to get hired and fired, who decide compensation decisions, they're the managers, they're the people running the business.
I was just the guy with the smoke screenish yet still legal title of CEO and managing director who was paid at least $100,000 a year to do what, according to me, Mitt Romney, was nothing. And that's the kind of common sense business experience I hope to bring to the White House. What?
Romney's week wasn't only about why no one seemed to know when to throw his Bain retirement party. There's also the issue of his offshore investments and tax havens. Explain that.
I don't manage the money that I have. In order to make sure that I didn't have a conflict of interest while I was governor or while I was considering a run for national office, I had a blind trust established.
Oh. All right, so Romney's money was in a blind trust. I guess that's a pretty good excuse, unless a blind trust is just a ruse.
The blind trust is an age-old ruse, if you will, which is to say you can always tell the blind trust what it can and cannot do. You give a blind trust rules.
So Mitt Romney is running on his business and finance acumen, but is not responsible for the management of either his business or finances. You know how we could just clear a lot of this confusion up? A quick look at Romney's tax returns from the last 10 or 12 years.
I've already put out 1 year of tax returns. We'll put out the next year of tax returns as soon as the accountants have that ready. Those are the 2 years that people are going to have, and that's all that's necessary for people to understand something about my finances.
Yes, something. About just the 2 years when you knew you were running for president. Nobody gives you about those 2 years.
Here's host Susan Rose and John Zach talking to David Leventhal from Politico.com about how big a problem the Bain capital attacks are for Mr. Romney.
The Bain problem for Romney right now. How big a deal is this?
It's a huge deal, and it's something where you've got to wonder even if the facts are on his side, if this is not just going to be a PR problem that's going to dog him for weeks and perhaps even months going forward. On one hand, he's put his name down on federal documents that state that he was the leader of this company, Bain Capital, and on the other hand, he's saying in public comments that, no, he wasn't actually at the helm. So he's tried to kind of wiggle his way out and parse words and try to ensure people that, in fact, he was not in a leadership role. But the Obama campaign has been absolutely fierce in coming back and saying, well, it's either got to be one or it's got to be the other. And whether you believe him or not, it's something that he struggled with over the past few days.
Well, everybody seems to be equating all this stuff with negative campaigning. Why is Obama asking about Mitt Romney's Bain Capital days and outsourcing U.S. jobs to foreign countries considered dirty politics?
Well, it's considered dirty politics in a lot of Republicans' mind because they figure, well, number one, this is a kind of, finished business. He's been vetted. This is an issue that's come up many times before. Journalists have written about it ad nauseum, and it seems pretty clear in their minds that Mitt Romney actually was running the U.S. Olympics, which is what he said. But then again, when you look at the paperwork, it does raise questions as to what exactly his role was. So there's no clear firm answer at this point as to actually what Mitt Romney was doing and not doing. So largely this is going to come out in the wash probably in the next many weeks as people dig into it more, as of course the Romney and Obama campaigns go at it and do television advertisements about it and talk about it. It's definitely something that Mitt Romney is not too happy that is happening right now.
If Romney does name his VP pick this week, as some are saying, is this a way for him to deflect attention from the Bain issue?
It entirely could be, and a lot of speculation that he will go ahead and actually name his vice presidential choice before the Republican National Convention. Typically, this is something that happens a lot closer to the convention, of course, sometimes even right up in the days or hours before a convention. You can remember John McCain in 2008 naming Sarah Palin almost on the eve of the Republican National Convention. So this is something that could definitely help him change the story a little bit and of course, deflect the attention away from this issue that he would very much like to go away, but probably won't.
Up next, we shift gears to the controversy over American Olympic uniforms. We'll take some calls on this at 800-510-8255.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, here on the Countdown, we're talking about what a lot of folks on the air seem to think is important. The Summer Olympics, they start in a week or so. But the controversy about the uniforms made in China continues to be a focus. Here's host Charlie Parker and Charity McGurdy talking to correspondent Jared Halpern about the way Washington is responding to this controversy.
Are they still raging against the machine on Capitol Hill, the machine being the United States Olympic Committee?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's a one of a rare moments where Republicans and Democrats have agreed on a common enemy, in this case, the United States Olympic Committee. And it sounds like some of the pressure at least has worked, because the Olympic Committee, I think over the weekend, indicated that for future Olympic Games, obviously not the ones that start in like a week and a half, they will have uniforms that are only made in America.
Did no one tell them that this isn't the first time that the United States Olympic uniforms were made in China?
I'm sure that, you know, the Olympic Committee knows that, but certainly you're right. It's nothing new. These uniforms have kind of been an odd controversy all around. You know, there were people that were upset that the Americans would be wearing the berets, and there's others that are upset that the giant Ralph Lauren logo is all over the sort of larger than the American flag on the uniforms. So it's sort of just a weird thing. Of course, the Olympic Committee, to their defense, has said, listen, unlike most Olympic teams around the world, ours is not government subsidized. We don't get any sort of taxpayer money. We're completely based on private sponsorship. Ralph Lauren stepped up, gave us the money for this, and we're happy to have it. That being said, they are apparently in the future going to use only Made in America, and it's actually made for a little bit of a joke in China. You know, the Chinese didn't take too kindly to the notion of burning clothes made in China, and the official government newspaper over there over the weekend put forward an editorial that challenged all Capitol Hill lawmakers to only wear and use products that are made in America to see how that works out for them.
Yeah, Jared, you know, considering outsourcing has really become a hot-button issue recently in the presidential campaign, do you think that's really what's led to this outrage? It's fueling the fire?
It's possible. You know, it's hard to imagine on Capitol Hill a sincere moment. There's usually some politics behind it. So I would say, yeah, that's largely part of it. It's you know, the notion that things with American flags and stuff on them aren't made in America. But the reality is most American flags aren't made in America.
Here is some talk radio caller reaction to this China uniform thing.
You know, we killed off everything that's made in America, so I'm constantly looking to see clothes, screwdriver, hammer, whatever. So we're killing ourselves. We're being short-sighted. We buy it at Walmart for a dollar, but meanwhile, if I pay $1.25, I could have people making living wages, union wages, and have health care and bringing back the middle class. But we become so consumer-driven that we want the cheapest thing, but it's driving down our standards. And then we sit back and wonder, well, what happened?
I think it's disgraceful that we
outsourced uniforms. We have thousands of small little manufacturing and sewing companies here in the country that would have been delighted and proud to have made the uniforms and not made a lot of money with them. I just think it's terrible. I do the very best I can to find things made here, and if it's another 10 or 15 or 25 cents, I'll gladly pay it. But I do think we should talk to a lot of our union members who want a high wage, but we find them shopping in the Walmarts, and they're not buying American.
Congress has no limits on the amount of hypocrisy they have. If they really wanted to get down into this, they should put sponsored logos all over their suits every day and show the people how many multinational corporations that they're receiving money from, and in effect they're being bought off by. So this is kind of nuts. We should have had these made in the U.S., and we should have left whoever the manufacturer's logo was off of the uniforms. Having that Ralph Lauren polo thing just makes us look as crazy as ever.
Up next, more calls if you'd like. 800-510-8255. Up to you. Presidential race we've talked about so far, the Olympic uniform controversy. Help yourself to the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 800-510-TALK.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7.
It's 33 after the hour now as we continue our conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our effort here is to continue to circle around talking to people in this circumstance, the Olympics, and whether or not it bothers you that the essence of what we have presented this country is an image of red, white, and blue from China. 800-510-8255. A lot of jokes about this on the late night programs. But first, let's take a few of your calls that sort of set the stage for this, hopefully anyway, starting with Mike in Washington.
To me, it's not necessarily about, the problem is not whether it's, you know, made in the USA. I mean, that's the overall problem. But if you dig a little deeper, you look a little closer, it's the consumption of very inexpensive products. So I think this Ralph Lauren story really is going to start the wheels turning for us to really, you know, set up some legislation to have things made here in the United States. But if you look a little deeper, what you'll find is that, you know, and we'll be honest, you know, a lot of people are addicted to inexpensive products. And so somehow we as a country have to find the balance of products that are made here in the United States to be competitive on a cost-per-cost basis within the stores, because we could say, hey, you know, we want it made in the USA, but I can tell you that if you have a product that is side-by-side, the United States product, let's say, costs $100. The product from China costs $25, and they're the exact identical product. You know, a smart consumer is going to go for the lower expensive one. So I think it's a great thing that Ralph Lauren was used, because it's going to, you know, have people's minds really stirring. But the key or the underline really deals with this obsession with the lowest price. And until we get that right, you know, I don't think many of those manufacturing jobs or textile jobs are going to come back over here, because it's just really, we're trained to, you know, everyone is trained to go for the least expensive price.
What about you? Do you go for the least expensive price no matter what? Is it your problem? Are you the problem? Is it you that has just been described by Mike there? The Olympic uniforms are the tip of the iceberg in terms of the problem. You're just cheap. Americans are just cheap and only interested in themselves. Here, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the late night show is having a picnic with us. An example of that is Jay Leno.
Looks like designer Ralph Lauren is trying to calm the controversy over the fact that those Olympic uniforms they produce were made in China. Well, he now says the uniforms they make for the 2014 Winter Olympics will be made right here in the USA using our own good old-fashioned illegal immigrants. Yeah! So there you go. This time it'll be our illegal.
800-510-8255. Tom's in Florida with something to say.
Our government outsources everything. I mean, even the phone I'm talking to you on is not made in America. I mean, it's made by an American company, but it's not made in America. I mean, I could pay a little more for this phone if it was made in America and feel good about it. I mean, I can't buy anything that says it's made in America. I mean, until we get make things in America, this country's not going to get better. I mean, you got a middle class here that needs to work, and we work in manufacturing jobs and building things, but there's nothing being manufactured over here. I mean, it just doesn't seem right to me that you can outsource these jobs and expect these people to buy these goods. I mean, we have to buy cheaper stuff because we don't make any money anymore.
Is that a simplistic approach to the problem? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Following us on Facebook or Twitter is easy. Check the listen box at DougStephan.com. Gene in Mississippi thinks this is all phony outrage.
I don't know why these politicians are faking this outrage. I've been going to VA hospital for 12 years. All the clothing and stuff that you buy at the VA there and at the PXs in the military post are made in Indonesia and China. It's been like that since Reagan was president. So, and they, all the politicians know full well where the stuff is made. And they're just, this is just a phony outrage. Like, this is all a surprise, and they didn't know anything about it. And it's been going on for years, and it's just, they're just hypocrites. I'm just shocked that they'd try to fool the people like that.
Well, the old expression, you can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time. You can't prove, or you can't make, you can't make a horse drink to the water. You can't fool all the people all the time. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the Olympics in London, the clothing that the official Team USA is wearing, and what they're selling in the USA store. Hundreds of thousands of people from America are planning on going over. As a matter of fact, if you try to book a flight to London from any city in this country, you won't find a seat. Everything is chock-a-block full. The hotels in London, especially the east side of London, where these stadiums have been built. One of the side stories here, the east side of London, the Docklands, were the areas that were most destroyed by the bombing in World War II. And the area where they have built the stadium really was not ever rebuilt, not touched since World War II. So this has been a great project for London in many different ways. 800-510-8255. Maggie is in Cape Canaveral, Florida. Hi, Maggie. You're on the countdown.
Well, this is an issue that I'm crazy. I mean, I'm obsessive about. I've been following it since the 90s and Ross Perot. And this, what we have now is just what he predicted would happen when we passed NAFTA. Now, have you ever heard a debate ever since Clinton got in that talks about the trade deficit and NAFTA? It's off the if you cannot get anybody to debate that because both parties were basically responsible for screwing the country on this. I mean, until you go back, you go before NAFTA, we had a tariff-based trade. Tariffs were in the Constitution, for God's sake. That was the way.
Yeah, but the problem with all that, Maggie, is you're right there. I remember the slogan, NAFTA Shafta, from the time
of that. We were shafted.
Okay, but Maggie, the problem is that we cannot isolate ourselves anymore. If, in fact, the essence of trade is not the way that it is now, then you get shut out. If we were to put tariffs on all of the stuff that comes in here, which a lot of people thought we needed to do, then the people in other countries do the same thing for our stuff, and we find ourselves plugged in.
But and don't you get it? You, under NAFTA, we, even now, we have a 5% tariff on cars from China. They got a 20% tariff on ours.
Yeah, so we build plants over there and sell the cars, Buicks, are made in China. That's how
but
you
I'm
get
saying
around
that. NAFTA.
It's a simplistic. Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I understand it, and I don't know that I disagree with you, but that's not the way the world works, and you can't turn the clock back. There's a way. It's easy to say, well, if we hadn't done this, it'd be that way. That isn't the reality, and so the reality that you have to deal with is the situation that has grown because of what the caller earlier on said. We're cheap. We buy this crap that comes from China because we're cheap. If we thought about it, people say, oh, we can't afford this, we can't afford that. How many television sets have you got in your house? How many cars do you drive? Do you spend all your discretionary income on extra stuff? If you had one of each or two televisions instead of four, could you buy something made in America? Maybe you could have when they still made this stuff in America. I don't think you can find a television set that's made in America anymore. And you're not going to turn the clock back. At least not the way you're suggesting. I think you have, I think it's sad, but the reality is that we have been shafted, and but we haven't got good leadership either. Who's listening, or who's even asking the question about how to fix this stuff? You know, listen to these phonies BSing around, making fun of each other. I'm just looking at some of the ads for the Team USA gear. And it's all that stuff. And look at it. It's made in China. The hats, the shirts, everything. 800-510-8255. Only 9 days till the Olympics. You think you're going to change that in 9 days? Are we going to change? And the callers who say it's all political phonyism, it is. How much stuff that is bought by our government is made in China? How many things in general? This is just, it's all baloney. 800-510-8255. It's 17 before the hour. More of your calls on this in a moment on the countdown.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about how to deal with difficult people. That is a subject, difficult people, that we all have a tendency to say, hey, I got to buy that book. I know someone that's difficult. Geez, I wish I could just get along with difficult people. However, have we ever asked ourselves this question? Are we one of the difficult people that others have a problem getting along with? Do people stay away from us instead of coming into us? Many, many times we do not realize that we are the ones that are difficult. We should go out and we should ask people, am I easy to get along with? What could I do to be easier to get along with? If there was going to be a book being written about how to get along with me, what should it say? The first thing in life is to always admit that there are problems, and then we can solve them. Don't be difficult about it. Go out and seek input. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're discussing at the moment the Olympic uniforms. If you look at things that are made in China, just think about, or maybe even just take a minute. You can go to Wikipedia. You can Google these things made in China. Why is it that all these things are made in China? Remember when they used to be made in Japan and people thought, oh, my God, that's terrible. Well, Japan now is in a recession worse than ours. Why is that? Because China took over, undercut the prices of the stuff made in Japan. So does that become China's fate in a few years? 800-510-8255, America's debt. In the last 4 or 5 years, the target has been China, at least to sell our debt, because they have all our cash anyway, and they can loan it back to us. Seems kind of a silly ring around the rosy, doesn't it? Nick in New York, your thoughts, please.
I'd like to say before everybody starts beating up on Ralph Lauren, he's been a big supporter of a charter school in East Harlem, which the school really appreciates all his donations. But besides that, I know Ralph Lauren has a very American type of promotion that he does to sell his clothes, so probably that's why he was selected. All his promotion used to talk about the fact that his clothes are very American, built for the American body. But it's a global economy. We don't want to pull the rug in, you know, just because a few things are made overseas. Everybody has to eat, even in China.
So do Americans really care about this? 800-510-8255. What does made in the USA mean, Stan?
Let me say that I've spent an entire career in the manufacturing sector. And made in the USA simply doesn't mean what it once did. It would be more accurate in many, many cases to say made in the USA by illegal aliens. I have seen it over the last 15 and 20 years. It's outrageous. So either way, even if you buy something made in the USA, it will have been produced with illegal aliens labor. And so what's the difference? If it's Chinese or if it's Mexican, it's still a phony claim to say that something is made in the USA when it's not made by American citizens.
800-510-8255. Here's a Pete in Kentucky on politics and politicians in this.
I just spent a great deal of time this past 2 weeks watching part of the 80 hours where the House of Representatives tried to repeal Obamacare for the third or third time, and I'm confident that I saw some suits at the podium that were made by Armani, British, and Hong Kong tailors. And I'm just like to point out the hypocrisy of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and those. And I have an idea to help rebuild the garment industry here in the United States. Since there's only 45 working days left in this congressional session, the next time one of your members of Congress comes to your town for a town hall meeting, simply ask them to slip off their coat and see what the label inside their shirt and their jacket says.
Thing, isn't it? How so many people are thinking about this. Let's think about something else as we move ahead on the countdown. Last week, the White House proposed granting states waivers to the federal policy of welfare to work in order to determine if states can find more effective ways to get people from welfare to employment. Remember, Bill Clinton's given him a hand up, not a hand out. So I'd like to have some calls on this, if you will. 800-510-8255. Your opinion on the welfare system in our country
and whether you see fraud and corruption in the current system. Duh. Let's talk about it. 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's come clean on this, shall we? Doug Steffen here on the countdown. And the discussion now is about welfare receipt, welfare recipients, welfare reform. What about the current system? Do you really have knowledge on this, or are you just huffing and puffing? Let's find out. Steve's in Baltimore with thoughts on the welfare system here in America.
I just wanted to say that being a child that grew up in that program, my mother was on welfare, and I grew up with privileges of that system. I do believe that there is a need for it, but I am against the welfare system. Honestly, I think it enables people. It's like a crutch. And the welfare to work program was an excellent attempt to start to wean people off of welfare. Prior to that, I believe that it was abused, and many people around me was on welfare with no alternative or no motivation to get off. So the welfare to work program did give them incentive to, if they wanted to receive benefits, they had to at least attempt to work. So I agree with that program, and I think we need more programs where we kind of get people the ability to support themselves versus living off of the government and the system that we have in place.
How did this all get started anyway, and how do we beat the ideology? Remember, when Obama became president, what, there were 4 million people or something like that, 4 or 5 million people on food stamps, and now there are 10 times that many people. What does that tell you, and why is it important to you, or is it not important to you? Cheryl has another thought. Go ahead, ma'am.
As a Democrat and as a person who's like worked in and also has been a recipient of the system, I'm a big believer that there shouldn't be any waivers given. The TANF system specifically, you know, a single parent with a child under the age of 6 only required to participate in 20 hours of a work activity. And because that work activity has been expanded so much, like why prevent someone from going to school? Why prevent someone from volunteering in a, you know, in some sort of work experience activity? We shouldn't be preventing people from continuing to gain skills. We just have to reform the system so, you know, these abuses don't happen as they they have been for so many years.
So why isn't a good president and a good administrator doing something about that? 800-510-8255. In case you haven't really heard the background for this, the current administration quietly opening the door for states to seek major changes in how the states meet federal welfare-to-work requirements for some of the poorest residents. Here's Jason from New Jersey, where this is a big problem.
Yes, good morning. I'm an educator, and I work in an urban area. And I just feel that we've kind of gotten off path of trying to provide for people who, for reasons of their own, and who don't have the ability to make it. The way I was raised, I'm 50 years old, was that we're all here to try to help each other. And I just feel a lot of the reform now is really mean-spirited. And, we're talking about people getting jobs. However, the unemployment rate in the African-American community is double that of anywhere else. So we want people to get jobs, but where are they to get the jobs? And for families that are unable to get jobs or afford to go to college, how do they survive in a world that is increasingly becoming more technologically related? I mean, I think we're asking people to do things that our system is not capable right now of allowing people to do. So we have to provide some assistance, or else the people who live in this nation will continue to find themselves falling further and further down.
I think you're naive, sir. Mary in Connecticut, you're upset.
It is very, very upsetting, very upsetting. I work three jobs, and one of my jobs is running the cards for the EBT patrons. And I'm privy to the amount of money that is on that card, and I also see the date of issue of the card.
Mm-hmm.
December 2007, that person has been on EBT that long. $500 a month in food, $500 a month in cash. Three or four kids, the card may say something like, I see a woman there with a man's card. And I'm thinking, here I am working three jobs. Here's a person who I guess apparently can't work, but because of the amount of children they have, they keep getting money. If I had $500 a month to spend on food, that's what I see on the card. And a $500 a month cash side, oh my goodness, I wouldn't have to work one job. So I'm thinking there has to be some kind of reform.
Reforms, certainly not the last conversation we'll have on that discussion topic, but the hour is over for the conversation.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.